Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Welcome back, my precious audience. We are continuing the topic of folk Muslims. So, folk Muslims are those Muslims who are afraid of what will happen to them in the future. They have problems and they feel helpless and hopeless, and they try to take desperate actions to connect with supernatural powers to help them. This phenomenon in Muslim community is called folk Islam. So let me give you an example. For a couple of years, Samir has been experiencing disturbing nightmares. He has been told that the jinn, evil spirit, causing him these nightmares. He hasn't been sleeping well and started to have difficult time during the day. He was not doing a good job as a taxi driver. After visiting a practitioner, Samir now wears a white thread around his wrist and an amulet attached to his pillow at night. I already gave you last program many examples, but let me conclude by saying Fatma, Anisa, Zainab, Samir, all these examples I give you, and many other individuals whom I mentioned to you, represent Muslims around the world. They believe in supernatural powers, persons of power, objects of power, power places, power times, and the power rituals. Though these individuals may have vastly different ethnic and social backgrounds, they all have something in common. When faced with difficult situations, they all recognize their need for supernatural power, and they look for someone perceived to be in touch with the spirit world. Okay? All right. We need to learn how to present the gospel effectively to folk Muslims. We can help Aisha, who is afraid of the evil eye, to hurt her. Evil eye is somebody jealous at her or her newborn son or her car or whatever. The gospel assures us that God protects his children. Psalm 27, for example, the Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, but the Lord is faithful. He will establish you and guard you against the evil one. Perhaps you have a Muslim friend whose life is filled with difficult circumstances and worried about his life now and what will happen to him in the future. Well, we read Jeremiah chapter 29, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Other Muslims are confused. They don't find the meaningful purpose for their lives. Jesus said, the thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance, John 10, verse 10. So you share all these word of God with him. Others are afraid of evil spirits. Tell them the story of Jesus having power over evil spirits. Mark 5, Jesus displays his power over evil spirits by healing a man possessed by many evil spirits. Others feel very weak and vulnerable. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, we read, God's grace is enough for us, and his power is most clearly demonstrated when we are weak and reliant on him. So understanding folk Muslims and sharing the word of God effectively with them is very important. Share with man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Matthew 19, some folk Muslims are losing hope. They are in despair. Tell them, with God, all things are possible. You can also share Romans 15, verse 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. So share the word of God with folk Muslims. The Quran gives Jesus the unique title Al-Masih, Al-Messiah, the Christ, without explaining his significance as the anointed one. Share with your Muslim friends Acts 10, verse 38. Okay, now Jesus said that he is the living water. Water gives life, and Jesus gives spiritual nourishment, refreshment. Jesus quenches our spiritual thirst. Through Jesus, Muslims can find stability, comfort, peace, support, strength in an uncertain and unstable, dangerous and hostile world. Of course, he will mention that Jesus gives eternal life. John 4, Muslims are seeking a mediator, someone who is in touch with power. Let us tell them how powerfully God can change their lives through Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit working in our lives, share with them. This is the real blessing, the real barakah God wants to give them. Share with them the Holy Spirit is actively present, working in our lives, changing our lives, teaching us, transforming us. You know, share all these wonderful things with Muslims. Your folk Muslim friend, what we read in the Gospel of Luke chapter 9, after Jesus came down the mountain, a large crowd met Jesus. A man in the crowd called out to him, "Teacher, I beg you to look at my son, my only child. An evil spirit keeps seizing him, making him scream. It throws him into convulsions so that he foams at the mouth. It batters him and hardly ever leaves him alone. I begged your disciples to cast out the spirit, but they couldn't do it." Jesus asked him, "Bring your son here." Jesus rebuked the evil spirit and healed the boy. Then he gave him back to his father. Gripped the people as they saw this majestic display of God's power. Share with your Muslim friend, according to the word of God, Colossians chapter 2, Jesus disarmed the spiritual rulers and authorities. He shamed them publicly by his victory over them on the cross. This shows us Jesus' triumph over the powers of darkness through his death and resurrection. Jesus won the battle against Satan and his forces of evil. against all spiritual authorities that oppose God's will and that tries to hurt people. Share the Word of God with your Muslim friends.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558.
You're listening to Sammy Tanago, founder and president of Glad News for Muslims Ministry. Sammy's calling is one, to share Jesus effectively with Muslims, and two, to equip Christians to do the same. The value of a ministry is in the eternal fruits God has enabled the ministry to produce. The proof is in the changed lives. God has been using the messages He inspires Sammy to share to equip His Christian audience. God has also been using the book titled, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, which He guided Sammy to write to equip Christians and to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. We encourage you to examine the evidence on our website, gladnewsministry.com. Again, you'll find Sammy's book, videos, contact information for inviting Sammy as a guest speaker, and more at gladnewsministry.com. And please, as God guides you, let others know about our unique ministry and radio programs. Now, once again, here's Sammy.
Welcome back, my precious audience.
I want to start by mentioning that the Quran in Surah 4, verse 171, stated, I am quoting, Christ Jesus, Al-Masih Isa, the son of Mary, was a messenger of Allah. Jesus alone is referred to as Al-Masih, the Messiah, in the Quran. Well, we agree that Jesus Christ is the Messiah, and we can use this truth that is written in the Quran, that Jesus Christ is the Messiah, to guide our Muslim friends to a higher truth that they don't know. Because truth to be taught can be learned easier through truth already known. So they know this truth, that Jesus is the Messiah. So we can use that to help them understand truth that they don't know. So we can share with our Muslim friends that it is very interesting that the Quran gave Jesus alone the title the Messiah. The Old Testament in our Bible contained many inspired prophecies of one glorious Savior who would one day be sent by God and would be called Anointed One, the Messiah. Daniel 9, verse 25. These prophecies in the Old Testament were written hundreds of years before Jesus Christ came to earth. And we can open our Bibles and share with our Muslim friends and acquaintances Look, we have a prophecy through the prophet Isaiah about the Messiah's mission on earth. Isaiah 53, and I am quoting, "But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own ways, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." Wow. Isaiah 53, verses 5 and 6. The predicted Messiah is a divine person. In one of the prophecies, the coming Messiah is given divine names. I am quoting Isaiah 9, 6. "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." This is Isaiah 9, verse 6. And the phrase "Everlasting Father" means that this child to be born is eternal and will have the heart of the perfect Father toward his people. Wow. The prophet Isaiah also foretold that the coming Messiah would be called Emmanuel, which is a Hebrew name, means God with us. As it is written in Isaiah 7, verse 14. Let me read that verse to you. "The Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel." The fulfillment of this prophecy is recorded in the gospel according to Matthew, chapter 1, verses 21 to 23. My Muslim friend, it is very clear in the Bible that Jesus is the Son of God and the Son of Man. We did not call Jesus the Son of God. Jesus called himself the Son of God. Let me give you just one verse right now. Jesus said, "All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son." Matthew 11, verse 27. See also Matthew chapter 26, verses 63 to 64. Jesus also called himself the Son of Man. He used these titles to make evident his humanity as well as his deity, which indicates that he is the Messiah. And I will continue this thought next program, but before we run out of time, we must do the most important thing. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you, God. We love you because you give us in the Bible strong evidence and reasons for our faith in Jesus Christ, that he is our only Savior. God, I pray for my audience, and I speak to you now, my audience. If any one of you never put his faith or her faith in Jesus, that he is your savior, today is a good day.
My Muslim friend,
all you need to do is just say, God, I repent of my sins. I don't want to live in sin anymore. I don't want to live far from you anymore. I don't want to disobey you anymore. I want to live according to your perfect will. God, I believe that you sent Jesus to die to pay the penalty for all of my sins. Jesus, come into my heart and make me a child of God. Thank you, God, for Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. My dear friends, if you prayed this prayer, you became born again. You need to find a good church that teaches the Bible so you can grow and understand the Word of God. And God, I pray for the rest of my audience that you will motivate us, God. You will equip us. Equip your church, God. Equip my church. Equip the churches that my audience go to share Jesus effectively with Muslims. God, I pray that you will use me and use my audience to help multitudes of Muslims spend the eternity with you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
I have a coworker who I can consider somewhat of a friend. I was Muslim. We talk here and there. I'm not as knowledgeable as I should be about the Bible. I would love to be more knowledgeable and try to help him.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard to answer some of his questions concerning the Old Testament and the New Testament. I had given him a Bible,
So I
don't know. You know, hopefully he still has that in his house.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend that you give him this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558.
I would love to come to your church to further motivate your fellowship to love all people, including Muslims, and share Jesus effectively with them. You can call me 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558.
If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.